get a chance to bring in now, as we promised, former head coach of the Penguins and just an all-around friend of the show. Michael Therrien joins us. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking a couple minutes and jumping on with us. So are you excited? Does the Boston-Vancouver matchup excite you?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And anyway, guys, any finals always excite me. I've been part of the final, of the Stanley Cup final, and it starts tomorrow. And right now I live in Montreal, and there's a big buzz. The reason why those are two coaches from the Quebec Hockey League, Alain Vigneault and Claude Julien, so who coached the Montreal Canadiens. So there's a bug, big bug in Quebec for sure.
Hey, Mike, it's Ron Cook. How are you, man?
I'm good, Ron.
Let's start breaking this down a little bit. Start with the coaches you mentioned. What do each one bring to the table?
Well, first of all, the two great coaches, or it's the defensive mind coaches who like their forechecking, but they really believe about playing really well defensively, and this is how they got success. And I think we all came from the same school, so I'm glad that those two coaches got a chance to get to the Stanley Cup final. But you know, it's like. Whatever is Claude Julien or Alain Vigneault, and you're talking about two great coaches for sure.
Mike, you know it all comes down to goaltending in the playoffs and especially in the finals. Who has the edge, Roberto Luongo in Vancouver or Tim Thomas in Boston?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on Luongo, and having won those big games, and they've always been part of a good hockey team in Vancouver. But I think right now he's playing really well, even when he starts the series in the playoff against Chicago, face adversity and like the middle of the round. But right now I think he's playing really well. Tim Thomas, same thing, face a little bit of adversity against Montreal in the first round and a little bit against Tampa Bay. Finished the series against Tampa Bay really strong. Vezina, contender to win the trophy. I believe he's going to win it. So I think, you know, if you're looking at the matchup of goaltending, you're talking about two great guys, and I don't think there's going to be an edge on the other side, so right before the series, but because those two goalies are really good.
Michael Therrien with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, former Penguins coach. So you have two teams, the one in the West in Vancouver and the Canucks, that were pretty much led their conference. I mean, they were really the class of the conference most of the year. Then you get the Boston team that comes in. They had to scrap a little bit. I mean, they didn't just have it kind of handed to them. I mean, they really scrapped around as a team, even through the playoffs. Which team gets the advantage here as far as momentum and things like that? I mean, we can look at players individually, but is it the team that's that has all the skill and has the, you know, that wherewithal, or is it the team that scrapped through the playoffs a little bit more?
You know what? I like Vancouver's chance. I like their depth. I like the way they play. I think they're really solid. They get a lot of confidence right now, and they got a lot of pressure to when they start the season. You know, a lot of people put Vancouver to finish first in the league, and they certainly did a great job, and they did their job during the course of the regular season. They started in the playoffs again, and myself, I was favorite at the Vancouver Canucks, now the Stanley Cup final. So I think they're used to that type of pressure. They play with a lot of confidence. They believe in their system, and I like their depth. I think you can't be at that point of in the playoff without the depth, and I like the depth of this hockey team, and they got the Sedin who start to play really well against San Jose. Their power play spins pretty solid. Their penalty killing. So Boston's a good hockey team. There's no doubt about that, and they deserve to be there. They won all those. They were big games, and when they face adversity, and they always coming up on the good side. But I like the depth of Vancouver.
Mike Therrien, former Penguins coach, with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Mike, the guy who fascinates me most in this series is a guy you know very well, Mark Recchi of the Bruins. You coached him with the Penguins. 43 years old, he just goes on and on and on. How has he been able to last so long in the league, Mike?
You know, it's amazing what he's been doing. You know, honestly, he's a character player, and he brings a good leadership role with the Bruins, and you know what, your favorite, you know, you got stories, you got great stories on both sides. But the biggest stories of the playoff, for sure, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in Pittsburgh, is going to pull for Mark Recchi. And would like to win the Stanley Cup. And after that, you retire as a champion. That's going to be, for Mark, the greatest scenario. So I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people in Pittsburgh and in Boston and all the plays that he played before that's going to pull for him.
How has he lasted so long, Mike? How do you play when you're 43 years old?
I don't know. There's time when I was a coach at 43, I thought it was tough. Imagine to be a player. You know what? He's got to take care of himself. He's eating well. He's disciplined. He's working really hard. And he doesn't play a fancy game. This is something that's amazing me. You know, he's not like 6'3" and played an easy game. No, he's a rugged player, a rugged little player that he's going to get his nose dirty. And it's amazing that 43 is still capable to play the way that he played, because he's playing on a power play, he's playing killing penalty, he's got an important role. And a lot of credit to Mark Recchi.
Michael, what about the power play for both of these teams and the penalty kill? From what I've been reading, both kind of evenly matched?
You know what? The Boston really struggle when they start to play off. And I think right now they're a little bit better, but I'll give an edge to the Vancouver Canucks regarding the special teams.
Michael Therrien, former Penguins coach, with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Mike, a question outside of the finals here. Reports are that the Atlanta team is going to move to Winnipeg. Is that good for hockey?
Well, you know what? That as we all know, Atlanta, I think, was struggling to bring fans to to their arena. I think people in Canada are really excited about having a team, having their team back up there. And I think it's going to be a good thing. I think it's going to be, Winnipeg gets a good market. We're talking about Quebec City. They're on the line and waiting for a team that could struggle in the NHL regarding financially. And I think it's a good thing that they're going to a hockey market, because in Atlanta, to be honest, they were struggling to bring some fans to their rink.
Good.
Was it good? I mean, you see, Tampa Bay has won a Stanley Cup. We're in the finals just this year. Phoenix team is struggling, though. Was it good for hockey to go to the deep south like that in the United States? And maybe do they have some regrets about that?
But you know what? It depends on the market. You know, I think first thing, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, I think they won a Stanley Cup. First of all, you got to make sure, in any market, you know, especially in the United States, you got to win. And the most important thing, I remember the first game that I crossed the ice at the Mellon Arena, and the team were 4 years in a row in the last place. It's not too long ago. There were only 8,000 and 9,000 people in the stands. I know people were fed up about the team losing it, losing games and finishing last place. And after that, you know, we start to play with the young kids. We got some great young kids, and now, you know, Pittsburgh, it became one of the top franchises in the NHL, you know. So I think the number one thing to make sure that your franchise is going to be well-known and be successful, there's no doubt about that you got to win hockey games and be successful on the ice.
With the change in the new television contract and the change in the dollar, American dollar being less than the Canadian dollar right now, has that changed the financials in Canada so it makes it a little bit more financially attractive for teams to go back up there as opposed to staying here right now?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, Vince. You know, it's when those teams like Winnipeg and Vancouver, Winnipeg and Quebec, when they end up losing their team, you're talking about the value of the dollar. There was no salary cap. It was tough for those teams to keep on and be competitive regarding the other team. Now it's the league is more stable with their salary cap, with the TV revenue and all that stuff. I think it's more healthier for the league and teams like Winnipeg get a chance to be competitive, and the team, if there's going to be a team in Quebec City, the same thing. You know, they feel comfortable that they could have a hockey team and be able to live in the NHL with all the financial decisions that have been made in the last few years. So there's definitely, you know, teams like Winnipeg that we're talking about today. And I think the next in line, you know, if there's going to be a team that's going to struggle, there's no doubt about Quebec City. You know, they're going to start building their own rink, and they're going to be the front runner on the line, I guess.
Mike, before we let you go, who do you like, Boston or Vancouver? Who brings home the cup?
I think Vancouver is going to do it, Ron. I think, like I said before, I like their depth. They're a tough team to play against. You know, they control the ice really well. I think it's going to be a long series, though. Because I like Boston character and the way they play, and Tom has been phenomenal for them this year, and he could end up winning the Stanley Cup. But, you know, if I analyzing the team and the structure of both teams and the depth of both teams, you know, I think Vancouver is going to edge.
Michael, thanks so much for spending some time with us, man. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right,
always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, former Penguins head coach Michael Therrien joining us here. So he likes
Vancouver.